Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Kimberly Chavez Lopez Bird thought things were relatively low risk when she agreed to teach remote summer school classes for her students in a small Arizona school district. It was her in a classroom with two of her fellow teachers. They were taking precautions. All three teachers became infected with COVID-19. And unfortunately, she was killed by the virus.
And her tragic death comes as that Arizona school district is debating about whether and how students and teachers can come back to classrooms in the fall. Pamela Gonzalez is the K-8 principal at the Hayden Winkleman Unified School District in Arizona. That is where Kimberly Bird taught first grade. So in light of the tragic circumstances involving Mrs. Bird, how does anyone propose bringing kids and teachers back on a larger scale into that school district?
Hello, thank you for allowing me to be here. At our school district, at the Hayden Winkleman School District in Arizona, because of our experience this summer, it has really, gives us some dire concerns when it comes to reopening in person in the fall. Also, with the number of cases in Arizona increasing, and even in our small counties and rural areas in Arizona. So what we have done is we have, done surveys to our staff, to our families, and we are prepared to, as a result of that, and as a result of kind of the direction of the state superintendent and the health experts, we are hoping to offer a virtual instruction in August for the first quarter, at least for the first 9 weeks of school. And in preparation for that, we have worked on professional development, teacher training on instruction in that platform, because that's not what we're used to. We did out of school instruction from March to May, and we saw how that went and made some improvements and adjustments so that we can move forward and give the best possible instruction that we can in August.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of school districts are trying to do, right? Because online learning is a learning curve for a lot of people. What do you want people to know about how safe these three teachers were trying to be? And then how are the other two doing right now?
Well, what I would say about them being safe is that we did a 2-week virtual summer school program in June. And, I had 10 teachers working at my site for that summer school program. The three teachers that we've been talking about, they taught in the same classroom, and for reasons of supporting each other with this new type of instructional delivery. But while they were doing that, they were the only three in the classroom. They wore masks, they social distanced, they used hand sanitizer, washed their hands frequently, and so forth. And, it found its way for first Miss Bird to become sick. And after 4 days of the virtual, instruction program, she became sick. She ended up in the hospital that weekend and on a ventilator the next day after being admitted. so our whole staff that was on campus, because we still have food service to, you know, providing meals to the community, maintenance workers, administrative staff on campus. So we all got tested on that Monday, and the other two teachers became, you know, tested positive. So they, one of them is a breast cancer survivor, so we were really concerned, and she has, she's on the way to being fully recovered. The other teacher, she was, you know, obviously in quarantine, had a difficult time with the virus, as we've seen so many in the country, but she tested positive again after her 2.5 weeks at home because she was still having symptoms. So I think the, you know, the other day it was day 28 that she was still in quarantine and experiencing symptoms.
Ms. Gonzalez, I'm curious, as you know, I'm sure there's a great push coming from Washington to have schools open fully around the country this fall, in-person classes, not virtual ones. What do you think about that?
Well, I think I share the you know, the desire to have our students back for in-person learning. I really do. A lot of my colleagues do, my superintendent, my board, even the parents in the community. However, we want that when it is safe, you know, for our students, for our staff, and with the numbers in Arizona right now, particularly being a hot spot, as you can relate, in California, and the cases increasing and not decreasing. You know, this morning I saw on the news that we have about 89% of our ICU beds that are being in, that are in use right now in Arizona. I think it was 86% of all hospital beds were in use. And just bringing back those thousands of students into a school, you know, different schools around the state, and then adding that much more people out and then going home to their families. And that's what, you know, we're really concerned about. So I don't understand the push when it comes to, you know, the information we're getting, the statistics we're seeing. I don't fully understand how that is being supported.
Pamela Gonzalez, K-8 principal, Hayden Winkleman Unified School District there in Arizona. Ms. Gonzalez, thanks for talking to us.